This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Koreans have been trying to find their loved ones. Well, Pope Francis from his balcony in St. Peter's Basilica in the square offered prayers for the people who died in the Halloween crush in South Korea. Said, we pray the risen Lord also for those, especially young people, died last night in Seoul due to the tragic consequences of the sudden crush. Earlier, South Koreans mourned and searched for the relatives lost in the hell-like chaos that killed more than 150 people, mostly in their 20s and 30s, when a huge Halloween party crowd surged into a narrow alley in a nightlife district in Seoul. It remained unclear what led the crowd to surge into the downhill alley in the area on Saturday night. Witnesses said people fell on each other like dominoes. One witness said they performed, or she performed, CPR on 10 people who were unconscious, mostly women wearing witch outfits and other Halloween costumes. 9 of them were declared dead on the spot. Nearly two-thirds of the 153 people killed were women. Over 130 people have died and many are feared injured after a cable bridge collapsed into a river in the western Indian state of Gujarat. On Sunday evening, the state minister said that 132 people died so far and that many were admitted to hospitals. Local media reports said over 100 people plunged into the river when the pedestrian bridge in the state's Morbi district collapsed. The 19th century colonial era bridge had just reopened 4 days earlier. This is VOA News. Russia has resumed its blockade of Ukrainian ports, cutting off urgently needed grain exports to hungry ports like the world, and what U.S. President Joe Biden called a really outrageous act. Biden warned that global hunger could increase because of Russia's suspension of a U.N. brokered deal to allow safe passage of ships carrying grain from Ukraine, one of the world's breadbaskets. Biden spoke hours after Russia announced it would immediately halt participation in the grain deal, alleging that Ukraine staged a drone attack Saturday against Russia's Black Sea Fleet off the coast of occupied Crimea. Ukraine has denied the attack, saying that Russia mishandled its own weapons. Somalia's president says at least 100 people were killed in a two-car bombings at a busy junction in the capital, and the toll could rise. President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud told journalists that nearly 300 other people were wounded in Saturday's attacks, the deadliest in Somalia since a truck bombing at the same spot in October of 2017, which killed more than 500 people. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group has claimed responsibility. The Associated Press has learned that the suspect in the attack on U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was carrying zip ties. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Suspect who confronted 82-year-old Paul Pelosi early Friday inside his California home, beating him with a hammer, came there with zip ties. That's according to an inside source who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Zip ties were visible on some of the attackers who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. In another parallel to that attack, police say suspect David DePappi broke into the Pelosi home asking, "Where is Nancy?" The same words uttered by Capitol intruders who threatened the speaker. DePappi will be in court this week on charges of suspicion of attempted murder, elder abuse, and burglary. Mr. Pelosi's recovering from surgery and multiple injuries. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iranian media reported that students were clashing with security forces at universities across Iran as videos showed security forces firing tear gas and live ammunition at the students. Sunday's violence came as nationwide protests gripped the country despite threats from the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. The Guard's chief had warned young Iranians that this Saturday would be the last day of the protest, first sparked by the September 16th death of Mahsa Amini. The custody of the country's morality police. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.